anyone who doesn't listen to Big Fatty is like, what is he?
He and Poodle Big Noodle should do an episode of Catching Up. I'm Big Fatty, and that's Poodle Big Noodle, and he lives right next to me. And each week we call each other and just catch up. I don't know what he's talking about. He's crazy. Oh, Poodle, you're crazy. What's going on over there in that corner of the room, Poodle? I don't know, Big Fatty. What's going on over there?
Let me tell you all the racist jokes I can think of.
Wouldn't it be sad if we found out there really was a Poodle McNoodle?
If there were two people.
Go to hell, Mike.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I don't know what he's talking about. He's crazy.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1559 of the BFO for Thursday, the 16th of January 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. I'm sure y'all, I've been overserved, and can you hear that? Oh, no, can you hear it? Yes, everybody, we hear it. We hear it. Hello, winos. Ready, that's us. It's true, Poodle. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, I'm recording. I am recording this extremely late. I'm sure those of you who try to sneak it early, I'm sure there's something has gone off in your head thinking, some sort of warning.
Danger, Will Robinson.
Yeah, something like that. I'm just a little late.
My sensors indicate an intruder is present.
Well, there was an intruder present, and that intruder took me out to supper and bought a bottle of wine. And, y'all, quite frankly, Big Fatty had a couple of glasses of wine. And, y'all, I'm home, and I'm finishing off the bottom of the bottle of Moose Pea wine. So, y'all, I'm on my third glass. Be ready. We're going to sleep well tonight. It's true, Poodle. By the way, Poodle, what's going on over in that corner? Oh, Big Fatty, you're just crazy. You're just crazy. Anyway. I got a list here. Well, I don't have a fucking list. Y'all, a couple of things, and I'm just gonna be sporadic today. I'm just cause I'm kind of a mellow. Big Fatty, you're drunk. Anyway, y'all, my straight boyfriend, Straight Bob, down there in the future, you know he's been moving. He has been moving, and y'all, he sent me the sweetest note. He said, "I'm gonna be away, but you know, don't worry, I'm moving, and I'll let you know when I'm done." And y'all, he sent me the sweetest note. He says, "Thank you so much for not doing anything entertaining while I was gone." Be ready. That's that's love. And, anyway, and y'all, Straight Pop had a comment about my dream about the flu shot, and he says that we need to hear about Miss Bacon's dreams before we decide mine are batshit crazy. Hey, that's the truth. Oh, y'all, that we went to Restaurant Week, and it was me and a travel representative. She took me to supper, and I had a salad with what is that Italian? It's kind of like Italian bacon or Italian ham, prosciutto. That's it.
Fatty, how did you get that?
Well, it was either prosciutto or prosecco, and I think prosecco is a liquor. But it was the greens and the prosciutto, and I don't know what kind of dressing was on it. But y'all, it's good. And then I had drunk chicken cacovino or something like that. I don't know what it was. But y'all, it was on a bed of mushrooms and Bafran chunks, and y'all, it was delicious. And y'all, then we split a dessert of the beignets, y'all, these little bitty donuts, and y'all, they were full of dark chocolate, and it had a cream sauce on it and everything. Y'all, it was lovely. And then a couple of glasses of wine, just lovely, baby, it was lovely. Did that. Y'all, a couple other things in the mailbag. that caught my eye. First of all, y'all, the Nasty Pig. You've heard me speak of the Nasty Pig before. Y'all going over there to nastypig.com. Be ready. And I think that's what it is. And y'all, you can enter to win a free trip to New York City. New York City! And y'all, it's all kinds of good stuff. You win a trip, and you win cash money, and you win a bar tab, and your flight, and your hotel, and $1,000 a shopping spree at the Nasty Pig. Be ready, sign me up, y'all. Can you just imagine if they pulled the name Poodle McNoodle?
Big Freddy, I don't find anything funny about that at all.
Well, poor recording. But anyway, so y'all going over there and enter that. Y'all, Trucker Alex sent me. Y'all, it's sad. Y'all, it's so sad. I feel like we ought to be playing bagpipes while I read this to you. But y'all, he sent me an article, and it was a tribute to the 10 gay bars that we lost in 2013. And y'all, there is a theme. There is a theme to these, because y'all, 20% of the gay bars that closed in 2013 were places where Big Freddy had meet and greet. Big Freddy, nobody will let you come there. Y'all, number one was Splash up in the New York City, Buffalo up in the Lost Wages, and y'all never heard of that one. Amsterdam in Phoenix, Novax in St. Louis. I'm sure that Greg in St. Louis, Plan 9, knows about that. Sisters in Philadelphia. Y'all, that's a lesbian bar. I'm sure that Gavin knows about that. Big Freddy, The Urge in New York City, The Web in New York City. Big Freddy, is there anything left in New York City? No, not really. And y'all, Buck's Saloon. Buck's Saloon in the Chicago's. Y'all, Big Freddy had his meet and greet there. And y'all, it has now closed. Big Freddy. And then number eight was the Cock Bar. K-O-K Bar out there in the San Francisco. So nice to name you twice. And y'all, Big Fatty had a meet and greet there. Yes, Big Fatty, that's when Calvin and JR came. It's true. And number nine was the Out of Bounds Spots Bar in the Kansas City, and the Backdoor Lounge. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Out there in the Lost Wages. I'd never heard of that one either. So anyway, y'all, if you own a gay bar and you want it to close, suggest to that Big Fatty hold a meet and greet there. Big Fatty, something tells me you're not gonna have many takers on that. Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, today is the final day. By 5 p.m. Eastern Time, you've got to get your guess in for the coupon contest. Y'all, just send an e-letter to ruined@bigfattyonline.com with your guess as to how much Big Fatty reported that he saved at the Von's East in 2011, 2012, and 2013, all added together, just one number with all of those, and get it in by 5 p.m. today. Yo, we have gotten 21 people have gotten their guests in so far, and y'all, we're gonna have a lot more, I have a feeling, before it's all over with. And y'all, it's a wide variety of guesses, is all I can say. So get your guests in, and you might win a cash prize collected from the cushions of Miss Bacon's settee. Yes, everybody. Hear that? Can you hear? Yes, Big Freddy, we hear it. Y'all went to the Von's East at lunchtime on hump day, and first of all, the penny coupon was for the Von's East Big Roll paper towels, and y'all, you can never have too many paper towels. Big Freddy, we've said it before, and we'll say it again. You can never have too many paper towels. Y'all, what is Easy Crown? Big Freddy, I don't know, but that sounds vulgar. Y'all, they had the apple snacks on sale. I got some of my egg whites. I got, y'all, I had a coupon. You know, I'm going to make some more of those nuts and bolts. You know, there's the Chex Mix, but, you know, it's my mother's recipe of that. Have I given that recipe out before? I don't know if I have or not. If you want it, let me know and I'll announce it. Y'all, they had the strawberries. I don't know if they're from Plant City, Florida or not. They're on sale. Y'all, I had the salad. Y'all, I got more ingredients to make some of that lemon chicken soup that Waylon, formerly of the Stinky Orangutans, gave me the recipe for. Y'all, they had the good salami. The good salami from the Hillshire Farms. Y'all, they had that on sale. I got some of that. Some more barbecue poke skins. Lemons, celery. Y'all, they had the good Bayfran on sale. And got some chicken for my soup. And evidently I looked ancient today because, y'all, the girl, I figured it out. You go to the young checkers and they look at you and go, there's no doubt that that old person gets the discount. So, y'all, I didn't have a whole lot of food in the house. I spent $73.51, but, y'all, I saved $27.65. Yes, Big Freddy!
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
You made the mistake of telling me that you were out of voice letters from me, so I said, well, I better get the call in. So first of all, thank you so much for the Fat Day wishes. It means a lot. But I'm calling because I was just leaving the Vader family compound, and I was locking the door on the little overhang there on the Pizorch, and I looked up, and written, ironically, in pencil, and very big letters on my vinyl siding, which, whatever, I don't understand, but I... whatever. It says plus Scott, which I can only assume means and Scott.
And Scott.
So I just want to say that those PNS boys, honestly, you know what? Like, we were just kidding back in 2007 on the Christmas Spectacular. Of course, you finally got to hear how much we just absolutely detested them back then. But to come to the Vader family compound and write and Scott on my vinyl siding above my front door, in pencil, which seems like a very PNS Patrick thing to do, was just completely uncalled for. Just, it's rude and it's uncalled for, and now I'm going to have to get like a sponge and wipe it off. So anyway, Big Fatty, this all sounds a little bit crazy, but I'm going to send you a photo of it taken with my cellular telephonic device. So from the Vader family compound vandalized, it's me, Larry Vader.
And Scott.
And I'm not going to have my own podcast because I'm not nearly fat enough for that. Okay, bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is old Vader. And first of all, Vader, thank you so much for calling. It's lovely to hear your voice. Y'all, I got to tell you, old Vader, he has been busy in the coal mine. Yes, Big Fatty. But y'all, he was in a much better mood when Big Fatty left the coal mine this afternoon. Big Fatty, that ain't saying much. Well, you know, you may be right. And Vader, I'm going to just pause for a moment and have a sip of wine in your honor. Yes, Big Fatty. Big Fatty, that's good. I don't know what's going on with the vandalization. That's just, Big Fatty, that's an interesting word, vandalization, Big Fatty. But hopefully you were able to remove that graffiti, hopefully something lovely will come your way. Yes, Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, I'm so
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Kyle in Hawaii. I just wanted to say I'm not dead. I'm alive, and I just wanted to say I love you lots, and I hope you're doing well. I hope you're surviving the ice storms. Take care, and I will keep in touch. Bye.
Oh, Poodle, I know you're excited. And, y'all, that, of course, is the Kyle in the Hawaiians. And, Kyle, we miss you. We miss the dickens out of you. Big Fatty, please, you just got vulgar. But, y'all, that, of course, is our pineapple princess, that Kyle in the Hawaiians. And, y'all, I know Kyle's had a lot on his plate here lately, and it's just lovely. It's just lovely to hear his voice. And, Kyle, we miss you, too, and we're not dead either. And we did survive the polar vortex, and I don't know. I don't know if they had the polar vortex. Big Fatty, they didn't have nothing vortexy or polar. Maybe bipolar. They had the bipolar. They had the bipolar vortex in the Hawaiians. Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, Kyle, thank you so much for calling. And trust me, we have missed the dickens out of you. While you've been gone, and we understand that you can't always call when you want to, but just know that you are loved here also, and we can't wait to hear from you in the future. And keep that cute little smile on your face. Yes, Big Reddy, he's just a princess.
Mary, and you'll be my pineapple queen.
Big Daddy, this is Melissa the Confused. I'm just calling to first say hi, tell you that I love you, and I wanted to thank you for wishing my mom an exiting of the birth canal happy birthday message. She did hear it. I played it for her. She always giggles whenever she hears you. But yeah, I wanted to let you know that we did hear that, and I appreciate that a whole lot. So thank you for doing that. It always makes her smile, and she wanted me to tell you that she loves you, Big Daddy. And the four-letter words did not shock her. After all, I am her daughter. So yeah, I think she's used to it. So yeah, big stuff for me. I've moved. I no longer live in San Bernardino. I live in Half Moon Bay, which is right outside of San Francisco. So I'm of the Northern California folk now. I got a new job up here, and all's going well, but I wanted to let you know that I'm glad that you're there, because I still listen to your show. I may not call as much, but I am caught up. I still listen to your show all the time, and I love you for providing me with lots of laughs and entertainment, and I sure miss you, okay? So I will try to see you in the Vegas this year. We'll see how that goes, but either way, I love you, I miss you, and hello, everybody. Love you all. And I will hopefully see you all soon. Bye.
Oh, dear, I see you. Well, Melissa, thank you so much for the call. It's lovely to hear your voice. And I'm so glad that Mama the Confused heard her celebration of exiting the birth canal message. And so you've moved up there to the San Francisco, so nice and every twice area. And the only thing that I will caution you about is, you know, the big liar, Mike Lawson is up there, and y'all, you heard him and Joe Batanz from the Joe Batanz Show at the beginning of today's little show, and they were talking, Big Fatty, they were talking about me, and it was just crazy. Joe, anything else you want to say to me?
I don't know what he's talking about. He's crazy.
Oh, you're crazy. Well, I'm crazy, too.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.